Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you give up that goal 17 seconds in. Just emotionally, how much different is it 17 seconds in as opposed to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes?
I don't know. I think it all depends on how they score, but it's obviously a little bit of a punch gut. That quick end of the game, because it was, you know, it's just so controllable, Schultzy. But again, these things happen. I always look at it two ways. Number one, it's a little bit of a gut punch, but it's also, it's early, so we have plenty of time to tie it up. So, but obviously, again, in the grand scheme of things, you don't want to get one up that early in the game.
You finished with 10 forwards and 8 D. You moved Vinnie Corcoran up for a couple of shifts at forward when you lost Jackson Jutting for the rest of the game. To me, your average shift length seemed about normal for a normal game, but now guys are playing a lot more shifts. Ballpark, how many extra shifts were guys playing last night?
I don't know. I have not looked on Instat, Schultzy, to give you a definitive number right there, but no question, when you're playing shorthanded, guys are getting more shifts. Again, maybe some more than others. I'm sure Leighton Road played more. Ross played more. Pick played more. There's no question. But I think, too, as a coach, I got to make sure I monitor that. And there's certain guys who can play more than others, too. And I got to make sure, too, tonight, like a guy like Pickering can play. He can play minutes. And Leighton can play minutes. They got the legs. They got the legs to do that. A lot of guys don't have the legs and stamina to do that. And that's, you know, it's just the way it is. I never could. And again, everybody's built differently. And I think that's the one thing as a coach, you got to figure that out. But I told him this afternoon as well, we have to really monitor that. Like your internal clock's just got to tell you to get off.
Just walk me and the listeners through. Generally speaking, your fourth line doesn't play a ton anyway. But what does it mean losing virtually all three of those guys? You're down to, 9 or 10, just as far as juggling and just not able to ever roll four.
No, you just got to figure it out. You know, with the three TV timeouts, that helps a little bit. But, I mean, there's times you're just saying, hey, next three up, you know, like all hands on deck. And that's kind of what it is sometimes. Sometimes, again, it's not bad playing in a game like this because it's unconventional. It's a little different. And you just got to embrace it as a player.
What are some of the pros and cons of going with just 10 once you've got the injury, but yet still having 8 guys at defense? Granted, again, you move Vinny up for a few shifts, but, you know, the common question would be, why don't you move up more defensemen then?
Well, I think there's certain guys that we feel you can't move up, and then you feel, are you better off moving a guy up? There's certain guys you just don't think it's going to happen very well. You just, you know, you're not going to put yourself in that predicament. Whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter, but you just, Vinny was the guy that we felt probably could be, is more adaptable moving him up. But then sometimes you're just sitting there saying, the heck with it. We're just going to go with what we got. So, and again, a lot of that is predicated, like I said, on the stoppages.
Those are hard decisions to make as a game is unfolding in real time, isn't it?
Not really. I mean, you just have to have a feel. I think the biggest thing is just having a feel where things are at that particular moment. When are you going to have a stoppage? How short is the shift length? How short is the whistle to whistle? I mean, there's just a lot of things that play into it, and that's what I try to do. And a lot of it, again, like I said, Schultzy, it's not necessarily by design, it's by feel.
Well, with Coach Cerutori, when we come back, Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. Final game of the regular season, Tom. This is the time of year where, you know, scoring champions are crowned and all of those individual accolades and stuff. I'm going to talk about Leighton Road. He scored a goal last week against Mankato, and in the play-by-play, I'm like, how about that for your – he's my rookie of the year. Give your campaign speech for him. Why does he deserve that award this year?
Well, I think at the end of the day, he's got very good depth to his game. I mean, and he does so many things well. I mean, he can score. He can make plays. He's got good speed. He plays in all situations. First on the power play, second over the boards on the penalty kill. He's just a multidimensional player. And there's other good freshmen too. So, it's the first time in a lot of years we've got a lot of good freshman forwards in this league. And that's pretty cool too. So it's good to see that, you know, what it, you know, from Kukkonen and, you know, at Michigan Tech, you know, to Leighton, you know, to Larson, you know, from Northern Michigan. St. Thomas has, you know, a plethora of good freshman forwards too. You got Fitzgerald, at Mankato. And I'm probably missing somebody. And if I am, I sure apologize to anybody. But there's just a plethora of really good freshman forwards with some good numbers this year.
Tom, you talked earlier this week that, you know, as a group, you don't set a whole lot of team goals at the beginning of the year. But one of them you do talk about and one of them you do want is home ice. And you said everything else will pan out after that. Let's elaborate on that a little bit. Just that one thing, get home ice, just makes the postseason so much easier.
Well, it does. You're playing that first round at home, and then, you know, after that, there's just 2 one-game shots. And it's kind of a standard. It's a standard of excellence. It's a standard of accomplishment, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, no, I think every team, they set out for home ice because it's doable. It's doable for most teams. And, you know, you want to make sure, too, that your goals are legitimate goals. I've never sat there and said, hey, we're here to win the league championship. Like anybody who says we're here to win a national championship and that's all, like, come on. I don't buy any of that stuff. But home ice, you know, is legit. You know, maybe a national tournament is legit. You know, I mean, but it all depends on how far you want to go with these things. But, no, I mean, everybody wants, that's the standard home ice. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, you can take a look at our league. I mean, there's still 6 teams that can get home ice, so that tells you it's and St. Thomas is darn close. That's all I'm getting at. So that is obviously something every year that's probably attainable for most teams.
Everybody can move a lot in just a couple of weeks. That goal is still a goal for a lot of teams deep into the year, isn't it?
For sure, and you talk about it more at the end of the year. Like we might talk about home ice in the preseason, then we don't talk about it until you have to talk about it. You know what I mean? And, you know, and that's probably as the last week or so. So it's not like we sit there and every week, this is our goal and we're pounding our fist. And you never do that. No coach does that. No, you don't want to bring that to your team because you're obviously consumed with the moment. You know, you're consumed with the moment. But talking about home ice right now or just talking about that goal is the moment. So it doesn't matter. The moment, and it's just it adds one little dimension or one little spice to it. So that's all.
Coming into the weekend, you controlled your own destiny. Tonight, you don't. So tonight is strictly worry about ourselves, right? Let the other stuff happen because you have no control over it, right? Is that the message to the guys?
Yeah, I mean, my thing today was just win. And you know what? And if you win, obviously, again, Northern's got to win, you know. But if they win and we win, hats off to Northern. They earned it. They deserved it. And that's kind of how you look at things. But let's just try to make sure, again, let's make it interesting. That's probably the best way of putting it. Let's just make it interesting. And let's get it done tonight. That's all.
You get Jakub Lewandowski back from his injury, so you're still going to be shorthanded as far as your lineup is concerned. As the day has progressed, I mean, you figure out Louis is going to be able to make it a go, but how many conversations, how many different scenarios did you and Travis and Gibby come up with, you know, late last night and throughout the day today of what in the heck's our lineup going to look like today?
Not much. I mean, I assume it was just going to be 10 guys, and if it was 10 guys, those are the 10 guys you're going with, Schultz. It's not... No, I mean, this isn't high-end, you know, this isn't high-end physics right here. This is, again, if you got 10 guys, you got 10 guys, and everybody's going to play, and we'll figure it out, and let's go embrace the challenge. That's kind of how I look at it.